Hello?
Hi, David. Greg Corumbus at Radio America. Sorry.
Hey, how are you?
Kept you waiting. I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Good, good.
Appreciate your time today. We'll keep you for about 6 or 7 minutes here.
Perfect.
And it's pronounced Maury, correct?
Yes, correct.
Excellent. Okay. We are ready to roll here, and we'll go in 3, 2, and 1. My guest at this time is David Maury, Vice Chairman of Core Strategy Group and the author of The Underdog Advantage. He's advised 12 different presidents as well as 5 Nobel Prize winners and is very much involved in many of the different level discussions on what's happening with the debt ceiling. In fact, and not that long ago, he was among a group having dinner with the President of the United States, and he can certainly shed some light on where the administration's been thinking on this issue and where we are right now. And David, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you.
Obviously, right now we're awaiting congressional votes on what appears to be a compromise deal to raise the debt ceiling, trim spending, wait on other decisions related to taxes potentially or other spending cuts for this super commission. Where are we now compared to where the administration was hoping we were when you had that dinner?
Well, I think that, you know, we've taken some hits in terms of U.S. credibility. I think the political system has taken some hits with some, you know, meritocracy there on all sides. I mean, I think the American people, there's such a political reaction to this sort of PTA political game that's going on that there has to be a, you know, some reverberation in the political system. I don't know what that is. There's no independent candidate running in 2012. You know, and I think, you know, unfortunately the grand deal was not reached. So you've got, you know, not substantial cuts and you've got it now in the hands of a super committee. I think the positive is we've gotten beyond 2012. Can you imagine doing this over Christmas or Thanksgiving again? I mean, in an election year, I mean, good luck. And I think, you know, you've got real military cuts alongside domestic spending cuts. So you've got some reality to this budget cutting, process. And it's a down payment on dealing with the debt issues. They'll get another bite at the apple with this super committee process.
Now talk a little bit more about the timing or the length of the extension. It's been obviously a huge push by the administration to have this extend past Election Day. The Republicans wanted a shorter-term deal for the next 6 months. Why, in your opinion, is it so important to not have this in election year? American people have dealt with a lot of things in an election year.
Well, I think they haven't done with they haven't dealt with things in this politicized environment. I mean, this normally, you know, Ronald Reagan did this 18 times. You know, we've done this 70 times over the last several decades. It's only this time with the Tea Party elected that it has become given great symbol, let's say. And that means it's unfortunately been given great political extremism on each side. And when you have the two extremes, you know, fighting over this, you know, you can't get any rationality in the center. I mean, that's the problem. You know, and America's a lot better than each of its extremes, I might point out, in my opinion. And some of the solutions to what America needs to do, you know, to get, you know, regroup and re-energize our greatness, you know, we're not even at that level. That's strategy. That's making investments in our future. We're at the sort of really almost trivial political level that we've got to get beyond.
We've heard from some of the bond rating agencies that this deal or really any of the latest deals, the Boehner plan, the Reid plan, probably won't save the AAA bond rating. What's your read on that?
I think we've dodged that bullet, you know, because everything is so transparent with the United States. It's still the most stable treasury bonds in the world, as the Chinese. You know, we still have, you know, arguably the most stable economy in the world, but, you know, not the way we're handling it now. We're on an unsustainable path. And the dilemma that we put ourselves in is we've got to, you know, deal with these hard debt issues. At the same time, we've got to try and grow this sucker. You know, we've got to reverberate, re-energize both real estate and jobs. They're connected. I mean, jobs is number one, but the real estate, anyone try and get a loan these days? It's very interesting. 23% of Americans have been turned down, and for 75% of Americans have enough cash in their bank account to last 2 months. And this country's really hurting, and we've got to reinvigorate that sort of infrastructure. And, you know, the dilemma here is it's very hard to do it when government doesn't have any bullets in its gun.
This super commission, half Senate, half House, half Democrat, half Republican, what is the reasonable expectation from the administration on what to expect from this committee, and what do you think this committee should come up with?
Well, I mean, committees, we've all been on them. They don't really get much done often, and put one in Congress, they really don't get much done. The difference here is this has more clout. I mean, the answers to this dilemma were in the Simpson-Bowles Commission, which unfortunately both parties rejected. And that's a shame because the answers are there. We might want to revise it a little bit, but do that. Let the Bush tax cuts expire, which, by the way, requires doing nothing, which is something Congress is very good at. And we'd have the strongest balance sheet in the history of the world. You know, so, I mean, the solutions are there. Let's hope this committee can get back to the grand bargain that was discussed. You know, the Speaker of the House had $800 billion of tax increases or tax reform on the table. That's the kind of thing we need to add here. You know, at a, you know, the Brits are doing a 5-to-1, 4-to-1 ratio. There needs to be some ratio of cuts versus revenue reform in terms of taxes. I mean, the system is just so inefficient, and I think, unfortunately, it's been demagogued on both sides. And we've got to get over this demagoguery to get to some hard solutions. If you ran a company on this sort of approach to strategy, you'd be bankrupt very quickly.
Well, let me get your reaction to a couple other points in our remaining time here. We're talking with David Morey of Core Strategy Group, advisor to 12 different presidents. And David, in terms of spending, right now it looks like it's a little less than $1 trillion over 10 years, with most of it backloaded, which leads a lot of people to think that this is just something being pushed off to future Congresses, who will push it off to future Congresses, who will push it off to future Congresses, and we're never actually going to see any cuts. What do you read into this?
There's some truth to that. But, you know, back to your question before, the truth is that this super committee, as you pointed out, 6 and 6, has to make some decisions. Otherwise, bad things happen to both sides' interest in terms of spending. So Congress can only seem to act when there's a gun at its head, when there's a deadline hanging over. It's like the really bad student who only studies about 3 or 4 hours, you know, before the exam. It's like the exam dream, the most popular dream, by the way, that people have. We're in the exam dream, right? Our country is watching this sort of very irrational behavior politically. And I think, again, something has to happen to correct that, congressional reform, financial fundraising reform. The point on the super committee, though, is the key. They do have to act, or really dramatic cuts go down on both sides of people's interest, and that will force them to act, I think.
And then put pressure on the chambers to confirm those recommendations, or do you think that's a whole other animal?
It's, you know, they're going to have to, or they will lose those things that are precious in each person's portfolio. So there's a lot of pressure for it to work. And the only thing encouraging, I mean, the discouraging thing is it's Congress. And you only have to watch the last couple of weeks to get a little discouraged here. This is not Captain America, you know. This is something that the Founding Fathers didn't envision. The good news, though, is there was a grand bargain on the table that had a lot of the answers. Simpson-Bowles has a lot of the answers. The Bush tax cuts expiration, that's a lot of the answer. And so the answers are there. And there is a, you know, a track record of both parties putting hard choices up on the table. So I'm always optimistic because, you know, we live in America.
David, we'll have to leave it there. Hopefully that optimism will prevail. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
David Morey is vice chairman of Core Strategy Group. He's an award-winning author. His book is The Underdog Advantage, advisor to 12 presidents and 5 Nobel Prize winners. I'm Greg Corumbus for Radio America. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Greg. Have a good day.
I appreciate your time.
We're all right.
Oh, absolutely. That was great.
Take care.
Take care, sir. Bye. Bye-bye.